are back.
Yeah, we are back. You're back. We're all back, David.
We're all here.
Yes. We're all in this together.
All a big, happy family.
Sure.
That's fine, but we're here.
Who are you talking about?
You are listening to Davin's Den, and we are doing Davin's Den. So that works out well for everybody. Number to call in, should you choose, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Let me find the little music here. We learned about Pip's friend the manatee, and that you should take a picture of Joe now because he might be losing body parts. and he doesn't play defensive line for the Giants, so it's going to be unfortunate.
I can't believe he did that.
It's shocking because athletes are known for their intelligence.
You make millions of dollars and you're playing with fireworks? How stupid.
He can
are
afford
you?
It. You make nothing and you would do stupid shit like that.
How about the guy that put the rum
in? Nothing to lose.
Yeah, and if you lose something, you're going to be out on your ass. Either way, it's not a good decision.
How about the guy that put the rum and candle on his head and blew his head off?
That's a victory for humanity. When you hear that, so you go, we all win. Now who's using that next year with the April Fools?
Oh, yeah.
That or the guy that jumped into the alligator pool. Fuck the alligators. I don't give a shit. All right, lunch.
Lunch. I mean, all right, lunch.
Lunch.
I mean, called them lunch.
Lunch.
And then the mother for the with the mortar head, the guy who put the mortar on his head. She's like, I think there should be stricter laws. I'm like, yeah, against procreation. You need to be spayed or neutered, you whore.
Wow.
You can't bitch about
there
the
laws.
Be, yeah. No, I've never seen a commercial, you should use Roman candles, because they make excellent hair products.
They're great hats. It's light one up today.
It's an explosive. You light it, you run. That haven't you ever seen a Bugs Bunny, a Roadrunner and Coyote cartoon, when there's a short little wick, coyote explodes.
Yes. Yeah. And the coyote never put the fucking thing on his head.
Not intentionally.
Yeah, even the coyote knew he has a stupid idea.
Yeah. That was not a smart
if
coyote.
You're dumber than Wile E. Coyote, you deserve to die. And he was a super genius.
I used to love when he used to tow the shack on the middle of the train tracks and it opened up and they see the train coming, he pulled the shade down.
Yeah.
That whole shade down.
Never worked.
Yeah.
Never worked.
Never worked.
But I was so zink.
I wonder how this is going to turn out. Always thought when he ran off the cliff, now don't look down, stupid. It never goes out. Just keep on moving your little legs.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't get tied, you might survive this.
Actually, that's the perfect metaphor for our friend who is closing his eyes to what Belinda was doing, because he just dragged the whole little shack onto the middle of the road, and he looked out, he saw David explaining to me what Belinda was really about, he pulls down the shade.
Yeah.
You know, when Pip does something like that, it makes you realize how much more talented she is at this than we are. Those rare moments when she spackles shit together with icing. You go, the girl's got talent. We're bringing it down. It's the other 3 hours and 20 minutes of the show. You go, no, she belongs here. But
things take time.
I can bake cakes.
But that was so well done, Miss Helix. So well done.
I get a gold star.
You do.
Yay.
You're very talented-ish.
Thanks.
Yes, just like a dream to me. As Miss Helix was explaining, we had shown Michael proof and let him listen to the proof of the man feeding Belinda lines.
Yeah.
That your pal might not be who she says she is. But he wasn't completely convinced yet.
No.
So we go to March 3rd, 2014, Dateline. It is 1:30 in the morning. I want to say, Joe, we were in Arizona about to get a ticket for you.
Was for yes,
that time.
Yeah.
Because I did not get sleep and you were prepping to speed.
I'll never forget sitting in the parking lot going, this was a bad idea. And we saw the cow walking up the fucking road for no reason.
I remember
it's
that.
There's a cow just walking up. And the cow's looking at us like, we're the asshole.
Yeah. In retrospect, in lieu of the ticket, he was right. Yeah. She was right. Excuse me. The cow was right. She was right.
The cow was under the speed limit.
The cow really didn't belong there.
No.
No, the cow doesn't belong on the side of a road. Belongs in a pasture.
Well, maybe it was hitchhiking.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it was trying to get to another pasture.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the chicken belongs on the side of the road.
Only when it needs to cross it.
Yes.
Mm. See, and there's the other 3 hours and 20 minutes. I fed into it, so I belong right where I am in my stupid basement surrounded by garage sale shit.
The worst joke ever. I was going to say somebody passed the cow, and then the person backed up. I said, I'll give you a lift. I'm sorry. I passed you. See, I told you it was lousy. Yeah, it passed
Which just goes to prove that we all belong in this basement.
Once again, rooting for diabetes.
Wow.
Jokes like that, what are we really
that
losing?
Was like... That
LA show gave it a precursor. Well, I know this is shit. However, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, that makes it okay. That's like the not-for-nothing of joke deliveries or the no disrespect.
Not-for-nothing.
Yeah.
The guy backs up and says, I'm sorry I passed you. Get it? Passed you.
Yeah, it's like the no disrespect. I'm going to say something awful, but first, let me throw this at you.
I got a lousy joke I'm going to tell.
This is the
not-for-nothing.
The backyard barbecue that your family has and your uncle who drinks too much tells these jokes, and that's exactly the delivery. Not-for-nothing. That's the guy.
3 hours, 25 minutes. I overestimated.
At least I'm out of the barrel now.
Sure.
Wait a minute. It's lonely in here.
We shouldn't call you Pip. We should call you Lifeguard.
Lifeguard?
Yeah, somebody's in the barrel. You plunge in to rescue them. Get them out. Hold on. You look like you're struggling. I'll save you. Let me just open my mouth and attempt to be humorous. And once again, me or Joe are saved. It works out really well. But your teammate, you chose her.
I always have her on my team.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're like the Mets.
That's because I cupped your head before.
Yes. Now Joe's girl's going to get jealous.
I know.
Watch how you say it.
I mean the one on top of his neck.
March 3rd, 2014. I write to him as JV. Then I send him a Mavis Mills profile. Because remember, he knows Mavis Mills.
Yeah.
So I send the Mavis Mills profile. He goes, okay, Dennis is one of my friends on there. He's got a friend who's friends with Mavis.
Okay.
I go, she's a scammer as well. They might have found you through Dennis. I wonder if they have asked Dennis for money. And then I go, as JV, my alter ego, Davin video chatted with Mavis as well. Men were talking in her language behind her. He got translated a few months ago. They were concerned because he was asking a lot of pointed questions. Mavis played hurt because a white guy found out she was black. She was black card as well. That's their go-to.
Yeah.
Let's see. JV continues, you should listen to some of the shows where Davin reads his conversations with Mavis. He grills her and Belinda, and they do not hold up well to it.
No.
Again, always pushing the show, Joe.
I love advertising even during this.
You can listen 6:30 to 9:30.
You can download.
Every Tuesday. And download it on these
I just
affiliates.
Messaged Pip, I need you to intercede here. Where can we hear this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, you can download previous episodes.
Plug's a plug.
Don't mind her. She's Davin's friend.
Yeah. Why does she
have
on this
chat?
Read on
her.
We're plugging. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
He goes, yeah, I've only done the one in March and the one in Jan when it first started, but I'll listen in between when I get time. Yeah, that's why I friended Priska, because Facebook said she was friends with Dennis, but she wasn't, so I don't know why Facebook said that. Damn you, Facebook! And you dirty whore! But it is kind of funny that both of them friended my friends. Not really.
No, not really.
That's kind of what they do. It's not funny at all. It's what they do.
Yeah. I go, this did not start in January. We started talking to Belinda in July 2012, I believe. She was pretending to be Agnes. Well, now you know how they found you. Wonder if Mavis asked for money. If they have money coming in from clients, then they will not rush things and play the long game. Belinda knew Davin was married, but it did not stop her. It never does.
Nope.
You know, when you can get fake Davin in your hooks, even if they're like the talons of a manatee, you grab on.
Yes.
You grab on. JV continues.
Talons of a manatee.
Has Belinda made any indications that she likes you as more than a friend? When you get the answers, you might want to talk to Dennis. Not funny, strategic. The guys running this syndicate are good. He goes, no, I was just through all my conversations with her since September. I haven't seen anything unusual that sends a red flag, but I will contact Dennis and ask him. Really? You're like a fucking bull, these red flags. I go, not sure what their angle is. From what Davin has told me, it is not to be friends. Their time is money. Because remember, at the end, Belinda was money.
Oh, yeah. It was so obvious.
Yeah, it was hurtful.
It went from like bullshitting and being entertaining to, so you got to get over to MoneyGram? What? What are you doing? Where's Western Union in your town? Get there.
So he goes, okay, I'll definitely keep watch now. So this is good. He's going to keep watch now. I go, here's a fake profile they use. Check out their friends list. A lot of Ghanaians. And then it's a Belinda Abbey profile.
Mm-hmm.
I know Davin would appreciate if you shared whatever you learn.
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Hmm.
He goes,
and plug the show.
He goes, yeah, I'll try to find something out. I go, thank you. Sorry this is happening. He goes, yeah, it's okay. I usually do a pick search on every friend request. I found a couple fakes that way. But you didn't find anything for her ever since I watched that catfish on MTV. So the show's helping.
Yeah.
Or unless it's just one particular fish.
It's a fishing show.
Anyway. I go, JV goes, you won't find anything on the real girls, Mavis and Belinda. Davin claims he has a picture of them together. He claims. He does. He goes, okay, I definitely would like to see that since Mavis doesn't show her place of residence on her Facebook page. Akragan is where she lives. She claimed to be from England when and then living in Virginia. Davin Skype with both of them. Anti-scammers who have been at this for years doubted he could do it, but he did, and some people ate food. Terrible, terrible dog food.
Yes, we did.
And Joe did a victory dance. It was a symbolic load.
What?
Well, Joe was delivering the load of victory when
I see.
Yes. It wasn't a real load. We were in a
No. We won't do that here.
No, we won't.
It was suggested during the Fat Whore Challenge and we will not do that here.
Was it?
Yes.
That she should drink a load?
No, he was supposed to somebody in the chat, not anybody that I've seen recently, suggested that somebody put a load on a cookie and make him eat it, not knowing what it is.
Well, the cookie makes it yummy. Well, like we give him a regular cookie. Here, eat this. An elf wants you to enjoy it.
Here's some special icing. Ugh.
Ugh.
You can use it as spackle.
Joe is grimacing like somebody just told him he needs a root canal.
Oh, it'll God. Cure diabetes. Eat up, stupid.
I'm going to die.
Now, that's not very sensitive.
See ya.
See ya. I'm not going to swallow this.
Nope.
I'd rather lose a leg.
Yeah, he started writing out a will. I think he's not going to go.
So Michael goes, okay, sheesh. Joey laughs. I go, listen to his shows. You'll have a different insight than most, LOL. Yeah, we'll check out more definitely. He's live on Tuesday nights. Off this week, because he's fucking here. Stupid. He goes, oh, okay, is he in New Jersey? New York currently. How'd you know? Uh-oh, somebody's researching me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just seen you're in New Jersey, and that's why I asked. I go, he's from New Jersey originally. I am a comedy fan and saw him one night and started talking to him. He's nice to his fans, and we became friends. Shut up, you.
I was thinking about the comedy and liked the show. Sorry.
It's all imaginary. Asshole. Don't you have 10 minutes to struggle through? So Michael goes, okay, is his radio show in New Jersey? What the fuck happened there?
It's on the radio.
I go worldwide. Davinsden.com. He's on iHeartRadio, Android, iTunes, etc. for podcasts.
Hold on a second. Don't take my job.
Then I gave him the whole thing.
The Android app.
Blackbird. The mid-show read.
Yeah, really.
I'll give him the mid-show
read.
Well,
it's all there, like the little promo of what I show, a constant variety of horseshit.
You can hear him on Gone Rogue Radio. Yeah. You can the Android app.
Sure, any place. He'll check it out sometimes. I go, heck, he might even have you on the show if you can help him and his audience learn more about these people. He goes, oh, I'm too shy for that.
Damn it.
You go, yeah, me too.
You shy, retiring flower.
He goes, well, thanks for getting me all this info on them. I got to go to bed. It's 3 a.m. already. See you. Have a nice night. Yeah, it's late. Ciao. You too. Yada, yada, yada.
That's better than Damn It All Red, isn't it?
Yeah, you saw that. Damn It All Red in action today.
Later that night, I write to him. I go, Mavis and Belinda both blocked me. Any idea why?
Now
my alter ego's been blocked.
Oh, really? My God. Did he tell them?
I don't know.
Probably.
I'm like, hey, how are you? Because I see he's online. He goes, yeah, I've asked her about her past. Didn't say anything about Davin or give out any sources that you gave me. Belinda said she didn't know what any of this was about. Then I mentioned Mavis before you sent me that thing on Mavis, and she just came clean. She just came clean today with everything that you said. All except for she doesn't know Mavis, and she said she deactivated that fake account she was using, and that she's trying to live right now. So I assume now that if they both have blocked you, then in fact she does know Mavis.
ha.
I go, so you mentioned me. He goes, only in the beginning when you first wrote that message saying to watch out for this lady, I copied and pasted your message and showed her and asked her to explain this. So that's how she got your name. I didn't intentionally give it to her. God damn it.
You
stupid.
Stupid dick.
But that is
stupid.
That is the danger of warning people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They fuck up our good shit.
No. It's so dumb. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, all those movies where the killer is in the closet. And you know he's holding the kid, and he's got the gun to the kid's head. The cops come, and the lady goes, no, everything's fine here, officer. Everything's fine. And she motions towards the closet. And then the cop goes, oh, in the closet? You want me to look in there? Oh, God. But, you know,
in his defense, I get it. He doesn't know me at this point from a hole in the wall. You know, he's friends with these people online. What the hell's this stuff?
What was the date of that?
That was March 3rd. I believe we were still in Arizona.
March 3rd, 2014. Belinda start getting heavy-handed with you?
Oh, that was August, and then we finally ended in September. Remember, we had problems in the summer.
All right, yeah, because I would, you know, I would think I was because I was checking the dates on that because if they got an inkling, maybe you know, right after that, that's probably I thought maybe they would start getting heavy-handed with Davin.
That was a good,
but they're not getting
idea.
Heavy-handed with me. They're getting heavy-handed with my fake profile
with JV. Mm-hmm.
JV, yeah. JV goes. JV goes. Darn. Now I can't warn others like I did. Frowny emoticon. Did she mention Davin at all? He goes, yes, she did. Sorry, I didn't know about anything when I sent her your message. Although I did friend request that Belinda account you gave me, but no response. And I noticed, too, that Mavis has removed her profile picture.
Hidden for the hills.
What'd she say about Davin? She basically said in the beginning she created this fake account to get back at the guy who called her a black monkey or something. I don't recall that terminology.
No, that wasn't that you said that.
No.
That's her story.
Right. And then it went to meeting up with Davin and then coming clean with Davin. She said something a porn writer asked her to do, and she would ask for things back and confess that she really thought she was going to get married. But then she said she was being played, and now Davin is following her and telling everyone about her, and that's why she has her friends hidden. I did ask for her address, and she gave it to me, but on Google I couldn't find it. But an unintentional lookup an international lookup site, it was on there as a verified address, but no names. So she's on the run. She's kind of like giving half-truths here.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, well, at that point, she realized that you were on to her.
Yeah.
And then she finds out this JV is on to her.
So JV goes, if she thought she was going to marry him, why did she need a guy feeding her lines?
Ooh, nice.
Why did she never tell the truth about that? He did have her address, but he never revealed it on the air, so I do not know what it is. But I do. Yeah, he goes, yeah, she didn't say anything about that. Funny. I go, do you think she ever liked my friend?
Look at you.
It's like passing the note in class.
Did she happen to mention Davin? What did she say about Davin?
You would do it, too. She was a good girl part of the time.
I would totally be, like, trying to creep and find answers about, would you really think about me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was
he great in bed? Did he enjoy that pet time they had? Do they want to write more porn? Did she ever really like him?
But it's sounding so much like what Joe used to say. It's like, I think you secretly kind of like this girl. And it's like, listening to you go, well, what did she think of Davin?
Yeah, but it means nothing from Joe. Look at it when he perked up with Mavis.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that it's good that you're asking it because you might be able to get a non-sugar-coated version of how he feels
about
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm fucking working for the show. Back off, lady. Thank you, Joe.
Well, I'm not really, it's a common sense
thing.
Thank you,
Joe.
Inflated.
Thank you, Joe.
Good day, sir.
Do not meet me.
But that, good Jesus!
Do not make me be pro-diabetes again. Now cover yourself in your little jet shawl and hang yourself, Yelix.
I'm cold.
Look at her.
Because it's freezing
like she's
down
Obi-Wan
here.
Ben Kenobi.
It's freezing down here. It's like 75 degrees outside. It's like 60 degrees in here.
20, 60, 30 hike?
20, 60, 30 degrees.
The shawl threw me.
Yeah, because it's freezing. Freezing my nips off.
Yeah, they are rolling around. Cats will be playing with them later.
Treats.
Show up in their turds. Just a turd.
What's wrong with you?
Just a turd with nipples.
frosting.
There's a picture.
With frosting.
Eat it, stupid. It's nipples and frosting and turds. Two out of three ain't bad.
Nipples and frosting and turds, oh my.
Exactly. You've eaten worse.
I don't think I have.
I'm sure. We fed it to you.
Now, there's the note for the side to explain the show. Nipples and frosting and turds.
You're getting the hang of this. You're catching on, Miss Helix. So he goes, yeah, she didn't say anything about that. So JV goes, do you think she ever liked my friend? She said more, but I would have to read it again. It was long. You know what? Fucking get off your ass and read, stupid.
Get the notes. I want to hear what my girlfriend said about me. Oops.
Perhaps I care too much.
That's funny.
See how much he yelled at me before, but ah.
But it's too long. Really?
Really? That's annoying.
You're not a virgin and it's not a cock. It's a letter. Read it.
Well, see, now, maybe if he knew that you were Davin, he would be going and digging out the notes and saying, this
is what
she said
about you. He can't know I'm Davin. Nobody can. I'm the Batman.
I know he can't know, but I'm like, you're just JV, and you're going, what'd he say about him? You know, what'd she say about
him? I'm helping a friend who's done a lot of good.
I know, but it sounds like high school.
Well, this whole thing is high school. That's what scammers prey on, high school.
I know.
Like true love. When you get to be our age, we know it's all horseshit. But in high school, you think it's real.
It's like, puh.
Exactly. Now you marry for benefits. And can a guy cook a cake? That's what you're marrying for.
Well, gee, that says a lot. Oh, never mind.
I got neither.
Yeah.
Shit. She could really do much better. Shut up, you.
Joe's just sitting there like, I didn't even start.
I know, but it was such a
volley. Yeah, I know.
He sets me up like...
He sets you up like T-ball, and then he goes, shut up!
I'll continue. So JV goes, would you be okay sending it to me so I could send it to him? Like I told you, he did like her, and he hoped she would come clean to him. She never did and continued to ask for money, so he drew the only conclusion he could, I guess. So Michael goes, Prisca Abbey. This is from Prisca. This is from my girl. You ready? We got it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not denying it. I'll take responsibility for my actions, which is kind of consistent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did, but I turned over a new leaf. We've heard that before. Uh-huh. This guy or girl's got more leaves than an oak in fall. I have apologized to him and asked him to forgive me. I don't know what else to do. All I want to do now is prove myself to you. Now, remember, this is a friend. This is a friend that they're not dating. He's dating another internet scammer, potentially. This is, you know. Have you asked yourself what would happen if I didn't tell him the truth and kept the act? Would I have showed him what I really look like if I hadn't changed? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you would. So JV goes, she asked him for forgiveness for lying to him. According to what she has read on the show, he did forgive her. He wanted her to tell the whole truth to him. She never did, just as she does not tell you the whole truth.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael goes, yeah, I was going through some of our messages, and there were times she or someone would say something totally off the wall that wasn't in the conversation, so that has got me thinking now. Yeah, they had a shift change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that is most likely she was talking to several people at once, or somebody else was posing as her. It happened a few times to Davin. The one thing he never understood was, he told her he was going to send her money, and he was just waiting for the divorce to settle. The day before it settled, she revealed who she really was. That has always bothered him.
Yeah.
And it did us for months, but I think we've all agreed it was just a mess up.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a costly mess up.
It had to be.
Yeah. Somebody got their ass reamed for that.
Yeah.
And not in the delicious way. Mm. He goes, Michael goes, yeah, I'm not sure. I would have to read it again. But I'm not sure she mentioned why she did. I haven't contacted Dennis yet about Mavis, but I did send a friend request to Mavis, and she wrote back, do we know each other? But I haven't done anything with it yet. A scammer being cautious.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we know each other?
Joey writes, Mavis and Belinda know each other very well. If you listen to the shows, you will see that. Davin scared Mavis. She asked if he was a murderer or a wizard, LOL. I bet she hates Davin's guts. Some would argue a little bit of both. My daughter would not argue wizard. I would have to be like a Potter wizard, and I don't got that type of skills. Michael goes, LOL, do you have a pic of them together? I would like to see it for myself. Belinda hasn't blocked me yet, nor not sure about Mavis. I go, I would have to get it from Davin. I do not have it. He goes, okay, Belinda said she thought you were Davin posing as someone else to get at her.
Oh, wait, Michael said that?
What was that? Michael said Belinda thought that GV was Dev and posing as someone else to get at her. Takes one to know one.
Yeah, really.
I can play your reindeer games.
Yeah. She's on to you, though.
Let me get fucking...
Yeah, that's it. You can't say she's stupid.
No, we never did. Let me get Tuttle back in the picture.
Yeah really.
Remember Tuttle? William Tuttle? I think that's who it was.
Oh, yes.
Talking to her both as me as fucking that guy. I go, JV goes, why would he have to get at her? He does not hate her. Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends? Michael goes, not sure. Let me read it again. I might be wording it wrong. JV goes, if she wanted to talk to him tomorrow, he would talk to her. Did you do all this on video chat or writing? He goes, writing. JV goes, so she mentioned Davin without you saying his name. He had warned others in the past, but he has not in a while. He helped a few, but many ignored him. So then this is from Prisca / Belinda. I told him the truth and showed him what I look like, so he knows what I look like. The pics, this is Michael sending this to me. The pics I gave you were just for you. I took different ones in the same dress. I don't know about marriage. He asked me to marry him. The guy was a porn writer and wanted us to write some. Also, I'm the asshole.
I don't want to marry this guy who writes porn.
The guy was a porn writer and wanted me to write some.
Like I'm a scumbag all of a sudden.
Yeah, he wanted to get the white out. I don't want to deal with that
you
guy.
You are a scumbag.
She wanted to marry me, and she wanted to write porn with me.
But you were
she wanted money.
But you were a self-admitted scumbag.
Fake Davin, yeah.
Fake Davin.
Fake Davin's conflicted and has many sides. He's a good father. He didn't like it when the porn stars were fucking around with his daughter's shit.
Well, yeah.
He was not pleased when they used the fairy wings in the ping pong table show.
You were just a crazy scumbag, suicidal and stuff like that.
No crazier than any of the real of us. Just with different abilities and talents.
Are you into black magic, Joe? I knew that.
I you know, Joe said somebody put a curse on him, and I asked Joe if he wanted me to take care of this. He didn't respond.
Maybe it's the voodoo curse when I don't feel well. All right.
Could be. You should consult your pal. Mm. A little bit more respect. I'm a wizard.
Somebody put the maloik on you?
The maloik.
My wife told me she put a voodoo curse on. Had a voodoo curse.
Yeah, it started from the moment she said I do.
Yes.
She did?
Yeah.
She said it before she volunteered to drive you to the doctor or after?
Yeah, before.
Before?
Yeah.
We
were fighting 2 weeks ago. She said she put a voodoo curse on.
Tom said he figured that you were going to give her a ride to the morgue.
Yeah.
Let's see. But he wanted us to write. He asked me to marry him. The guy was a porn writer. Wanted us to write some, but I turned him down because we had done that in the past and didn't think it was good doing it. I blocked him because I found out he was still married and just wanted to use and dump me.
Wow!
Boy, that's like lying on every level.
That's shocking for a scammer.
They loved writing the porn.
Yeah.
They wrote most of it.
Yes.
They wanted to get married. You left no intention. All right, here's the key thing. No intention. She just said he was going to leave me. What was that line? I want you to read that last line.
I blocked him because I found out he was still married and just wanted to use and dump me. She knew I was married the whole time.
She was about to get the money.
Yeah.
She was about to get the money.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
You go back to the clips. The clips are up already and the ones that are coming up. We had a whole discussion on why she made this change. We discussed it for about 5 minutes. She was about to get the money. Why? Why did she change her name? And now she sits and says he was going to dump her. You were nowhere. You had gave no intention that you were going to dump her at all.
No, I would kill the bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's even cementing it even more.
Yeah.
I know what makes good radio.
Yeah.
I don't often bring it to the show.
We always do it.
But yeah, but I know.
This is all real. She's lying.
My word, Joe. How dare she?
That it is real.
Shocking.
She's lying.
Yes.
Based on, I mean, just on the whole script, you know, so it's amazing. And also reinforcing what he said, it's good that he asked him to get ask her.
Wait. It's good that JV asked Michael to ask.
That's good that JV asked Michael to ask
Belinda
to get that opinion, because now you're getting the honey bunch. I would not. No, you're getting the unbiased opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a good move to find out.
To find out what she was really thinking and what she's telling people thought.
Yeah, we know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
She was madly in love with fake Davin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn it, maybe.
She's madly in love with his about-to-be money.
She made animal love to me. She cared. You don't do that with somebody you don't care about, Pip.
Only occasionally.
You know what? I could go, really? But she's got the story wrong. The story is wrong.
Do you think we got a different person working this? Or do you think she's purposely lying?
It could be.
Think it's the husband?
It could. You know what? She might see a new mark and trying to dissuade him that she has any romantic inklings towards you to try to wheel him in.
But he's got another scammer girlfriend.
Yeah, but she doesn't seem to care if you've got somebody else. She wants to be the main slice.
She continues, the who sent you the message is a fake. The guy behind it is called Devin.
Well, Mr. Devin.
Well.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Lisa says that hedging the syndicate's best bets. Just trying to, see, I'm going to reach out to everybody. They don't care if there's a girlfriend or a wife on the other side. As long as they think that they might be able to, lure these guys, they're not worried about adultery.
Good point. Michael goes, yep, she was the one who first mentioned Davin. I still haven't said anything about Davin. JV goes, well, you heard yourself how the idea of marriage was brought up. I think you've seen enough to realize what you're dealing with. He goes, yeah, still seems to be some things hiding in the story. You think, stupid? You think? Are you shitting me? You heard her ask about the ring and giggle. You heard it.
Yeah, really. So, but wait.
It's like when you slap a bitch with your dick and she doesn't believe it's a dick. It's right in front of your face. It's a dick.
But wait.
That was a terrible analogy.
It was horrible.
Yeah, really.
I just want to say dick slap. It really is all I wanted.
Yeah. I think the phone's ringing in the barrel. You want to get it since you're down there?
Pip?
I'm not taking messages for you anymore.
Sure, now she has restraint. All right, I'll live in this barrel. Fuck you. I love it. So he thinks, yeah, she's hiding something. You think? JV goes, seems to be doing anything to keep you on the list and stop you from telling Dennis what is going on. He goes, not sure what their intentions are, at least Belinda, but I will contact Dennis tonight and ask him if he's talked with Mavis yet. I go, good idea. JV goes, good idea. She must hate him, and now me. If we help somebody, then it is worth it. Michael goes, I guess if she thought she was being played or used, then yeah, she would at the time. No, 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 no. She was being played and used, but not in the way she's claiming.
No, not in the way she's claiming.
No, absolutely not. She was so matter of fact, well, he wanted me to write porn, and then I was thinking he was trying to get rid of me. No. You enjoyed writing the porn. You came up with some pretty good scripts.
Sure, we're selling them.
And you were leaving your wife and ready to go to her, mm-hmm. and you were about to give her the money.
Yeah.
The money was basically there when she changed from Agnes to Belinda.
Yeah.
Well, her argument is post coming clean that I was using her.
Maybe. But you weren't.
But
I would never use Belinda.
Using her.
Because it would ruin the bed.
Using her for what?
Well, hours of entertainment.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's ridiculous.
But it's ridiculous. She never did shit to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I turned into dice.
Yeah, I know.
I love it how you're always thousands and thousands of miles between you. And she's acting like it was a pump and dump job. I mean,
I wish. I would have loved to have pumped and dumped. Who doesn't want a pump and dump?
I want a pump and dump.
All right, Manatee.
I love it. You guys look at each other like, what the fuck? What do we say now? What does that mean?
It's the only time we ever agree.
I know. You look at each other like, help, help.
That blue moon. Beer?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How good is blue moon? That's really good. But anyway.
All right. So JV goes, I wonder if she knows Davin has aired all this to the public and that she is a big star. Best keep that a secret, LOL.
Oh, boy.
From listening to the show, he gave her every opportunity to tell him everything. If she did that, I think he would have... If she did that, I think he would have come clean to her. No way of knowing for sure, though I would have to ask him.
Would you?
If she actually came clean when she had the initial opportunity to go, listen, not for nothing, that's my husband or my cousin feeding me lines.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Then I would have gone, you know what, that's cool. I was fucking with you too. I knew you were full of shit from the beginning.
That would have been golden moments.
But she didn't do that.
I know. But I mean, if she actually ever came clean.
I gave her every opportunity.
Oh, Lord help me. If we ever get into that position, please let it be on video chat when you tell them that. So we can see the face. What?
Yeah, coming clean, I don't think would have been an option for them.
I don't think so. I don't think they know how.
Especially when the guy came in towards the end and started raining her. I mean, the person that was Belinda was working for somebody or something like that and got her ass handed to her.
And then all of a sudden management stepped in.
Their ass handed to them for horsing around with this stuff.
Yeah.
And then the other guy comes in and he's looking to get the money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So Michael says he hasn't showed her any of the website stuff. JV goes, good idea. And yes, they did write porn together. Some of the funniest stuff was the two of them collaborating to write porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white inside out.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, who was the guy?
Stick them in the oven. Let's have some in the bakery scene. Michael goes, oh, wow. What do you think I should write back to Mavis? She hasn't accepted the friend request yet. JV goes, I think you should talk to Dennis first. He is the most important thing. Hopefully she is not asking him to believe that they are a couple. JV goes, Michael goes, yeah, true. JV goes, you can just tell that you are friends with Dennis and that you saw she lives in Ghana and you have a friend in Ghana and we're curious if you knew her.
It's like a bumper sticker. You have a friend in Ghana.
And now you don't have money.
Yeah. And that's what your money is.
Exactly.
Ghana.
Visit your money. Yeah. Visit your friends. Visit your money. Ghana.
Nice.
Michael goes, yeah, that sounds good. JV goes, this is a smart group, so they are either in recovery mode or realize the jig is up. Michael goes, oh, but I didn't know she lives in Ghana because it's not on her profile. I go, how old does Belinda say Kasia is? Remember, Kasia's the daughter.
Yes.
Michael goes, 6. I go, okay, so she hid that. It used to say that. She told Davin she was 6 a year ago. His daughter was 6 a year ago. His daughter is 7. I will write Davin and tell him Ghana has learned how to stop time, LOL.
She's keeping the daughter frozen in time.
Sure, cryogenics. Micah goes, LOL, she sent me a picture of her, and she does look kind of tall for 6.
Because she's 17.
JV goes, okay, I have never seen Kasia. Davin may have, I don't know. Davin is a performer, so he likes to be the center of attention. He was pleased he made such an impression on his, quote, ex-girlfriend, LOL.
And who wrote that?
JV.
Okay.
Michael goes, yeah, she said she had her birthday was March 19th. I go, no, JV goes, no idea, no, don't know if it was ever covered on the show. He asks if I want a picture of her. JV goes, sure, I'll pass it on to Davin. He'll never post online because she is a child, but he may recognize her.
And bake her a cake.
Sure. So it sends the picture. Cute kid. They both dress well for someone that always claimed to be poor. LOL. he goes, yeah, she did say she sewed that dress for her. I go, not sure if I would believe that at this point. LOL. Michael goes, yeah, well, she has shown me pics of stuff half sewn, and she said she works on, so I think that part is true.
Can't seem to manage a pair of friggin' red socks, though.
Yeah,
really.
JV goes, it might be a year ago she was asking Davin to pay for her to take classes to learn how to be a fashion designer. Who knows?
Yeah, a Canadian fashion designer.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
It's the Paris of Africa.
See, walk this bamboo catwalk.
It's not China. They don't have bamboo.
Yeah, it would be an island somewhere. With bamboo.
Africa's there. Not an island.
No, it would be like an, you always picture Africa, this bamboo, like a bamboo hut.
No.
No. I don't know what the hell they would make it out of, though.
Bones. Anyway, Micah goes on.
And it's 9:45, I'm not arguing about bamboo.
Micah goes, yeah, she told me her dad gave her money to go to fashion school, but didn't have enough to finish it, but she never asked me for money for that yet. JV goes, same story she gave Davin, but with the ask for money. You certainly have a lot more info than she would like. You will have to decide what you want to do. All right, let's see. So Michael goes, I'll keep talking with her, but now I know her past and definitely won't send her any money. She does claim to be Christian and post Bible verses every Sunday, so I'm not sure about that, up in the air about it. But if things start going funny, then I'll just have to unfriend her. JV goes, they all say they're Christian. Apart from the scammer handbook. It's apart from the scammer handbook. So you think they are good people. Michael goes, well, we all have our faults, not condoning scams or anything, but she does talk like she is in our conversation, but who knows, in our conversations. JV goes, you could tell her that you looked Davin up and that you believe her because Davin is indeed a comedian. You could tell her you are mad and going to give him a piece of your mind for hurting his friend so badly. Somebody is in your conversations. The truth will be the video chat. It will look like you do not doubt her. Do you want his email address or Facebook profile? He will not care if I tell him we have spoken.
That's good.
Michael goes, yeah, I'll say something. I don't want to get involved in scamming her. Just for her to come out with the truth. I think that she would be a good friend to have. Julia? Again, he's not getting it.
Oh,
much like
no.
Anne Jackson. They just don't.
She would be a good friend to have.
Sure, if
all
you need
that.
If you need somebody who's full of shit. And to send you some half sewn dresses.
Ugh.
JV goes, he never wanted to scam her. He never did scam her. He ever never asked her for anything, just the truth. She never gave it to him. Michael goes, yeah, I'd like his email. His Facebook might get me blocked too. Ha ha ha. JV said you can send her friends list so she would see mutual friends. I give the email. He's okay. He's not sure what he's going to do with it. JV goes, when it's not so late, I can walk you through it if you want. She hasn't blocked you yet. We are still friends. Smile emoticon. He goes, yeah, okay. JV goes, I will tell Davin you wish to talk to him. You can ask him for the picture of the two of them together. He may still have it. Just stinks. I can't warn anybody else. Oh, well, if I helped a few people, that will have to be good enough. Davin will be proud and appreciative. He most certainly will.
Well, he wrote that, huh?
In Damn It All Red. Yeah. By the way, bamboo does grow in all countries in Africa except for into the Sahara.
Oh, okay.
It grows every place but in Europe and the Antarctica.
Very aggressive plant, too.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Crazy aggressive.
You can't grow it on Long Island. He won't let you. I think there's a law you can't grow it on Long Island.
It's smart, because it invades every place.
It invades everything.
Bamboo talk.
Well, you had a moment there,
you
so
moment,
I decided
so
to.
This is what happens when I have a moment.
Yeah.
You want to talk about lawnmowers,
Andrew? Yeah, right.
I don't know if he's going to run over his foot with one.
Don't worry, diabetes will take care of the foot.
Those toes don't have long to live. Either way, you guys, the way
these
you guys
these little piggies
were
went to market and never came back.
Blood sugar. Yeah,
these little piggies are marketing.
Yeah.
JV goes, well, I'm going to go to bed. Have to be up in 5 hours. We got to catch a flight. He goes, okay, see you around. Thanks for the info again. JV goes, no problem. Let me know how it goes with Davin, Belinda, and Dennis and Mavis. Maybe everybody could do a group chat and hug it out, LOL.
That would be the day.
So that is March 4th.
There you go.
Wow.
What do you think?
I can't believe after all that the guy is still like, oh, she would be a good friend to have. Oh, my God.
I mean,
this guy's
been given all the information.
It's sad. It's sad that he doesn't get it.
Maybe the guy is alone and lonely, and this is his only sense of being around somebody.
He's on disability.
His only diversion.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
He's on disability.
Not
he's
the best looking
home.
Gent.
All right. He's probably, this is probably giving him some sense of happiness.
Uh-huh.
So even with all the information, if he's still getting happiness out of it, I guess so be it.
Yeah, he's not inclined to believe the worst in these people because it's like, oh, I have to give this up, but these people are willing to talk to me.
Who's going to talk to me if I can't talk to them?
Yeah.
That's what scammers prey on.
Yeah, which is sad. Really sad.
So that is that. I think we learned a lot tonight.
Yeah.
You know, Belinda's still lying, or whoever's playing Belinda still lying.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to morph the story. Like, they don't think I have all this stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, JV really being fake Davin.
Fake Davin.
Fake. Yeah, fake Davin.
fake Davin.
Fake Davin.
Fake Davin squared.
Belinda is kind of on to fake Davin.
Yes, she is.
Although she wasn't really on to fake Davin for a really long time.
Belinda knows her way around a fake profile on Facebook.
You think? and Mavis is scared of fake Davin, but she's already kind of afraid of fake Davin because she smells a rat. So this
he
is
should shower.
It's pretty interesting that My tongue just licked out and licked the windscreen on the microphone. That is a gross, disgusting feeling.
Yeah, the windscreen's not thrilled with it either.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I never would confuse that for erotic, so it's all right.
No.
I thought she had a pubic hair in her mouth.
Yeah, don't even do it by accident.
I thought she was talking about the story, and I'm like, well, I don't think this pertains. Yeah. I don't think this pertains to the story.
Yuck. Yuck. No, it doesn't.
Not very
sorry.
Supportive of what we do.
No, but the look, Pooey.
I used to have these conversations with Joe years ago. We got past it. Now you really stupid. You're sabotaging. I don't like the. I don't care what you like. We're doing it. I thought we were all on the same page, and you, Pooey, like you're the goddamn Iron Sheik or something.
But the thing is that she's still like. I mean. It's all twisted. They're always going to be liars. They're always going to find another way to weave the story to it, hopefully to their advantage.
If I could stop you for a second, and that's why I think that she was telling
Mike,
where, oh, yeah, he wanted me to write some porn, and then you know, I didn't trust because I think he wanted to get rid of me and
that's
stuff
exactly
like that.
That's exactly what I was getting
and
at.
And she was twisting it. Listen to me. She was twisting it. I'm not scolding you. It's a key thing because your ego, it seemed like your ego was involved with it. She was twisting that to make it to her advantage to Mike.
I don't know why we all can't just realize that she loved fake Davin.
What?
Everybody loves
She
fake
might Davin. Have. Hold on. She might have.
Thank you,
she
Joe.
She might have, but to work it to her advantage to Mike. Why am I pointing?
I don't
to
know.
Work it to his advantage. I get into it. Even as late at night, I get to work it to her advantage to Mike. Pointed out that there really wasn't much there.
Yeah.
Even though on your end there was a lot more to it.
She was my pal.
Mm-hmm.
More than that.
Yeah. Well, we had animal sex.
There you go.
You did.
So how many times did I have to put ice cubes down my pants? I gotta go. Gotta go. Bye. All right. Let's. Speaking of gotta go by, we gotta thank some people because it's late and we gotta go by. Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Of course, check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's bagels is something I can make because it involves me buying it.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's a breakfast I can do.
You don't even have to cut it in half and toast it. You could just bite.
No, that's my idea of making breakfast, going to the store.
You know what? That works for me.
Goldberg's does it for me. That's what I'm looking for. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call, 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of this little show, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is also your destination for that special event as a Sweet 16 wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Also, Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights. And coming up July 24th, you have a great show with Eric McMahon, Rick Allen and Mike Keegan. So check that on out. That's also produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner, our pal Davin of Davin's Den. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions. You need a comedian, murder mystery DJ, kids party. Code Sidesplitting Productions. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Calls up 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Is Mr. Helix gigging out this weekend?
Not this weekend.
Okay. Is Joe Curry gigging out?
Actually, I will be on the Insight, or actually on-site show.
You might want to get the name right when you plug it.
Sorry, it's actually the Inside Show. It's going to be this Thursday, 8 o'clock on MadhouseTV.com with the Reverend Dennis. So it's going to be the Inside Show on Madhouse TV this Thursday. 8
Another
o'clock.
Reverend.
Reverend,
there's
yeah.
a lot of reverends in the entertainment business.
Yes.
It's like they've all left the church to go into entertainment.
Yes.
If you go by names.
These guys are actually reverends. Him and his co-hosts, they're actually reverends.
Well, then
other
guys should kill themselves. They're fake reverends. I don't want a fake reverend or fake. Well, these guys are fucking running around.
Going on is real.
That's good. You could use a man of the cloth.
Yes.
Maybe he'll send you some prayer warriors for your toes. We can only hope. This Friday, I will be filming Security Brief. On Reel, so that should probably be out next week. I'll let you guys know when. I'm going to be respectable in a suit. Yeah. So
in his Jewish costume.
In my Jew suit.
Respectable. Yeah.
I'm going to be an expert, not the clown you're listening to right now. So enjoy. Enjoy me. Enjoy me wax poetic and serious.
Mm.
But then later on after that, there'll be time for dick jokes.
Always make time for that.
Yes. After I be solving problems and educating the masses, I'll be in Hazlitt, New Jersey at the Red Oak Diner, telling comedies in front of a cake dish. For tickets, call 732-335-9360. 732-335-9360 at the Red Oak Diner. Guys, this has been fun. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, spending your evening with us, or your afternoon, whenever you're listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.
Good night.